This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So last week was fun with the Orioles, as we if you were tuning in live in real time, it was interesting because the manager was in traffic. There was a car accident on 75. I guess he stayed behind to watch guys throw bullpens, but he was not there for the start of the Orioles for spring training game. And Grayson Rodriguez was not good, and his velocity was down. And he spoke afterwards and said he was sluggish, and he couldn't get behind the ball, but he'll be fine. And then a day later, about 24 hours later, we found out, well, he's got some soreness. Now, it's not the UCL. They have given him a cortisone shot and are giving him 7 to 10 days off. But
it's behind the elbow.
Yeah,
huh?
It's behind the elbow. It's not the PRP in the elbow, but it's elbow. And that's never good. So 7 to 10 days, and then we reevaluate.
And it went from triceps to elbow.
Well, it moves.
Funny.
Yeah.
And he also came out and said Felix Bautista, who I can recall throwing meaningless bullpens through an entire summer after it was clear that he was going to need Tommy John surgery.
He's not going to be ready.
His velo's down, and he's not going to be ready. And even when he comes back, he's not going to be asked to do the things he did before. And their response to that, knowing all this was possible, was to sign a seventh-inning guy, older, whose role really ramped up in St. Louis last year. And what happened with him, Bone?
He is going to miss months. Underwent arthroscopic knee surgery.
And then they got these two guys who aren't too good at the trade deadline. How's their spring going? Dominguez and Soto. How's it looking for them?
Soto,
the good news
good
is not as bad as Brian Baker.
Yeah. Well, Baker was good until he wasn't. Yeah.
Three home runs in one outing.
He was really good until
I don't care how
then.
The jet stream was blowing that day.
He was moonwalking.
I don't care how bad traffic was on the 705 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a freeway going faster than the 75. There.
Yes.
That's a freeway straight over that fence.
Yeah.
So there's all that. And Bradish, who knows?
Yep. Anything you get from him is a bonus.
Yeah, yes.
You can't depend on him.
Where are you guys on the state of the Orioles pitching? I do a lot of talking on this show. I'm going to listen.
I think I'm very concerned. How could you not be? They didn't go out and bring in a upper echelon guy. They said that Grayson was going to be the ace. Look, it's good that Sugano has looked really good, but it's spring
Morton's
training.
Morton's looked good.
Great. Take it with a grain of salt there. Kramer's going to be Kramer. I would think that Cade Povich is going to be the fifth guy, but we shall see. Finish the year strong, but there's a ton of question marks.
I'm never one to tell them how to run their operation.
Nah.
But boy, I would think... You've yo-yoed some pitchers, starter, reliever. Tyler Wells is one I can think of whose future is very nebulous. I would think at this point, if you want to learn from lessons, and now your bullpen looks really perilous, and he's especially when he's only humping it in there for 6 to 7, maybe 9 batters. The velo plays up even more, and he does have swing and miss stuff. I would think you might want, and Cade Povich going back to Norfolk, if he keeps pitching like this, would send a weird message to him, and we don't want to mess with Cade Povich.
No.
We've had a hell of a time keeping pitchers healthy and developing them, right, in a cogent manner around here. I would think the natural, easy thing to do is, Suarez, you got to get us some impactful innings out of the pen.
Yes.
And Slim, we're going to keep you on this path you're on. But who knows?
Here's what drives me crazy. They could have signed Sagano and still gone out, instead of giving $15 million to Charlie Morton, giving $25 million or $26 million a year to Nathan Eovaldi. Like, they haven't really done it. Now, that would have taken them to do something they're allergic to, giving a real multi-year deal to somebody.
Who would want to run their team that
way?
Yeah,
like... And
every other team in Major League Baseball, yes, by the way, including the Oakland A's, yes, who at least keep getting their guys signed to long-term. Yeah. I'm sorry, Sacramento A's.
Yeah, they're just the A's now, where they're going to play in
Sacramento. On this show, they're the Sacramento A's.
Sacktown A's.
They're going to play in 115-degree temperatures every day during the summer. But, like, if you would have done that, then I'd feel better about what they've got. But now I'm relying on one guy who's 41 years old, and you're not getting peak out of Charlie Morton, and another guy who's never pitched in the major leagues before, and as good as he's looked this spring, I need to see what he looks like in the regular season. And this guy, who quite frankly, they keep calling him his ace, their ace, but he's really never shown that at the major league level yet, but he can't stay healthy.
Never pitched 125 innings.
He's one thing he has shown at the major league level, he can't stay healthy, and now he's hurt again.
Ken, you brought it up last week on Friday, I think, the if guy.
Oh, I love the if guy.
All of these ifs that we were talking about, heck, even going back a week ago.
Hey, he'll always have February. If guy. You'll always have February. Your team peaked in February.
And we haven't even brought up Gunner and how Jackson's going to play shortstop.
Jackson's playing shortstop today.
Scale 1 to 10, how much concern do you two have about this organization's ability to thread the needle on young pitchers in situations like Grayson, especially one like this where there's now already cause for concern and he hasn't even had one normal spring training outing?
I'm at DEFCON 5, and what's more...
to nurse him through a full season.
Your friend Ken Rosenthal said they're sniffing around Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson.
Now, but you could have had any... And for the people who say it's still early, no, it's late because all the real pitchers are gone. These are the scraps. These are the leftovers.
Unless you trade.
This is going back in time.
Yeah.
These are guys who were barely good enough 2 and 3 years ago.
And I also want to say, I know it's not the UCL, but anytime you hear elbow, if there's any inkling, have him do the surgery now. Do not have
that.
Happened.
Has that ever happened?
It hasn't, no. But I'm saying,
has that ever happened around here?
Do not do what you did with Kyle Bradish last year. Delay the inevitable, if that is inevitable. Just have him have the surgery. Don't try to thread the needle.
For a first-rate organization, how many times do we say, please don't do this again, please don't do that again, please learn from this, please learn from that, surely they learned from this, surely history wouldn't repeat here. Absolutely, that couldn't happen again.
There's a great line. The only thing they've learned from history is that they don't learn from history because they keep doing the same thing. They did it with Bradish. They did it with Batista. They did it.
They had issues with Means.
Yeah.
Means.
Yes, yes. I'd like to talk to him about that.
Wells
was a mess. And we were begging them in real time, just put him in the bullpen. Weren't we?
That's how I recall it.
Yes. Yes.
Save some of them from themselves.
Yes.
Do the right thing.
Alas.
Streamline this process. Make it easier.
Coming up next, we continue with
you
the
You think
Orioles.
Grayson's going to be picking up another pitch on the other side of this, or you think well enough should have been left alone?
Yeah, that was on, too. He's changing his motion.
You think we're done with that now?
I hope so. I hope so. I'm not confident, but I hope so.
Yeah.
All the young dudes.
A lot of smart people who know about pitching would say the same thing.
Yeah. All the young dudes coming up next. And what do we think of this rotation now, which is anchored by a couple of old dudes? Where are we on the Orioles starting rotation? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.